Phoenix Audio presents
Angel Light by Andrew M. Greeley. I do not want $10 million. I do not want to visit Ireland. I do not want to end a Tobin family feud. And above all, I do not want to court my eighth cousin once removed. To emphasize this last point, I threw on the table the photograph of Sarah Ann Elizabeth Tobin. She seemed, in the snapshot, to be an attractive young woman in the Irish fashion. Black hair, penetrating blue eyes, pale skin, radiant smile, all giving her finely carved face an appearance of merriment which promised to be constant in her life. "She looks like a darling girl," my mother said mildly. "Just the sort that would settle you down." That was the problem. Sarah Tobin's lovely oval face ended in a chin that indicated fierce determination, and her eyes, for all their beauty, hinted that she would tolerate no opposition from someone as foolish as a man. I knew her kind well. Sarah Tobin would take it as her mission in life, in conspiracy with my mother and sisters, to woo me from my computers and my experimental programs into a respectable profession, law, medicine, maybe even into the academy, like my father, be a dean like he is. Very respectable. Respect. Respectability, my priest says, is something for which the Irish will always seek, no matter how many generations they have been in America. It wasn't respectable to refuse an offer of $10 million, a point my father was eager to make.
I would...